Oh, yeah, no fancy introductions today. This is the Lost Experience Clues podcast, episode 12. And it's me, David Peniel, here. William West, not here. He's out of town. He's going to be in Portland, Oregon, and maybe California a little bit this week. Daniel Milner is still suffering from workaholicism. I don't know if that's a word, but he is a workaholic now. I don't know what happened to Patrick. I've only laid eyes on him once. Who knows where Patrick is? Jeff Parker told us that he's tired of being made fun of by you, and Glenn couldn't make it. But like DJ Dan has his sidekick, Tanya, I've got a female here with me today, David Peniel, with
Melissa Miller.
Melissa Miller, and Melissa's a big fan of Lost, right?
Yes, I'm actually a new fan.
Who's kind of responsible for getting you into Lost, Melissa?
That would be you, David.
That would be me. So Melissa's here to play the role of Tanya for us on the Lost Experience Clues podcast. Now, we've got a lot of cool things that we want to get to
this week. David.
There were several things that we talked about doing this week. Thank you for saying way cool there. We talked about doing this week, and we couldn't get to them. Someone wanted to get married to the Alvar bot. We still want to do that. I still would like to perform that wedding, but we just didn't have time to work out.
Can you perform weddings?
I've performed a wedding before, remember?
Yes, you have.
You were there.
Very good. A little
Thank
long,
you.
But good.
It was funny, too, wasn't it?
It was
a
very
funny wedding. It was one of those funny weddings.
You are very funny. It's true.
And they're still together.
Which is good.
It's like a year
Always
later.
Good.
They're still together. It's a beautiful thing.
True.
So I'm going to perform a wedding between a person that plays the Lost Experience that is involved in it, and then also a robotic computer person called the Alvar bot. And
Whoa,
Thomas
cool.
Middlework is going to be the flower girl, I believe, and some other people are going to be involved. We're going to
okay. Wait. Thomas is going to be a flower girl. That sounds like a boy.
It is a boy, and. You're not supposed to ask questions, just add comments.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm learning.
I'm trying to teach her how to be Tanya-ish, and she's not quite getting it. But you'll get.
I'm a rookie.
You are. And it's great to have a female voice on the podcast.
Thanks, David.
We've had phone conversations with people, but this is the first live female. It's really fun. Anyways, we couldn't get to that that marriage. And also, another thing we couldn't get to, and we do want to pull that together, we couldn't get to our interview with the other girl. This is a blogger from the United Kingdom, and she has hosted some great clues lately. And we want to have her on the internet telephone called Skype. We want to do an interview with her. She hasn't responded to us this week. We've been going, come on, other girl.
Come on, girl.
Come do an
respond.
Interview. That's right. Because if she's the other girl, you are the girl.
Well, of course.
Melissa.
I'm totally the girl.
So we couldn't get to that. But exciting today. Today is Tuesday, October 8th. We had the introduction of a new website we wanted to talk briefly about. The ApolloCandy.com website. Everybody's excited about this today. And so if you haven't noticed it yet, there's a link to it on thelostexperienceclues.com. Or you can just go to ApolloCandy.com. It's cool. It's got like 6 pages besides the kind of homepage. It talks about the beginning of Apollo Candy, the man behind Apollo Candy, has an advertisement for Apollo Candy, the company, the Jeep that they use to transport their candy, and also the Apollo bar. There's a lot of interesting things in there.
It also has dark chocolate on it. It's always good.
Speaking of dark chocolate, do you want to hear my rankings for dark chocolate?
Of course.
Do you know it already? Because I talk about it all the time.
I don't.
Okay, number 3, best dark chocolate of all time is Dove dark chocolate.
Good one.
It's just smooth is why I like it. It's very smooth.
Very creamy, yeah.
Number two of all time is those dark chocolate eggs that Laughlin brought back from Holland. And it was Holland dark chocolate.
Mm.
Oh, so good. And number one, they're thin. They're crisp.
Gotta
or is it crisp?
Hershey.
No, Hershey's is poo. Hershey's is like it's all chalky.
Oh,
number one
sorry.
Is Ghirardelli.
Good, yeah.
Ghirardelli,
good call.
It comes in the bag and the thin. I have probably 3 of those a day.
Yeah.
I love them.
3 a day?
Mm-hmm.
David.
It's good for you. It prevents heart disease.
How would you know that?
I know these things.
I don't know.
Anyways, Apollo's selling dark chocolate. Talks about the beginning. By the way, the guy who's kind of in charge of Apollo dark chocolate is M. David Benson. I thought it was interesting that they might have referenced a guy named Mike Benson that is the vice president of marketing for ABC. Just want to throw that out there.
That is interesting.
I don't know if his
David.
Middle name is David or not, but my name's David, and so I'm glad they threw that in there.
Hmm.
Anyways, it just talks about the history of his family. I'm assuming that there was some talk about World War One or World War Two, 1941. I believe there's probably an intersection with Alvar Hanso at that point. And then Alvar Hanso actually funded kind of the reinvigoration of the Apollo bar. There's lots of great information on there. Another great Jeep tie-in. We all love Jeep. Everybody's been trying the different numbers. And
that looks like the Scooby-Doo machine. What was that called?
Mystery Mobile.
Mystery Machine.
Machine or something. Yes. It's not that, though. That's the Jeep that transports. It's not a van. It's a Jeep. And it transports.
It looks like a van.
I know it does. But the codes on there so far, like the 185192 that you see on the barcode, that hasn't worked yet at HansoExposed.com. Doesn't mean that it won't. And also, people have been interested in the expiration date. Enjoy by October 23rd. 2006 that is listed on that site on the Apollo Bar wrapper. Another interesting thing about ApolloCandy.com is there's a picture with the broken Apollo Bar on the part that says Apollo Bar. And not on that part. There's a picture of a broken Apollo Bar, and basically when you put it together, people are speculating that it says whereisalvar.com on the chocolate bar. Which is an interesting thing. If that's a website, whereisalvar.com, I would be interested in finding out what's on that website. That would be really cool. So go check out ApolloCandy.com. It says at the bottom of the page, the Apollo Candy Company is a subsidiary of the Hanso Group. To find out more about the Hanso Group's philanthropic projects, please visit us on the web at the Hanso.
Philanthropic, that's a big word.
Yeah. Well, I use big words, and mostly when I'm reading them off of other people's websites.
True.
Please visit us at thehansofoundation.org. So Apollo Candy is now officially connected to the Hanso Foundation, and we'll see if there's any clues or anything like that stored on this website. This should be a fun one to look at for years and years to come. So we wanted to mention that because that came out today. The other thing we wanted to do on our podcast was there's been so much complaining, Melissa, in the Lost Experience community about this phase of the game where we're collecting the video fragments and we're putting them together like a puzzle.
Right.
People seem to think it's more boring than the other ones.
Well.
We're just sitting around waiting for a code to come out. Then we go find it. And some people have said they're easier to find than some of the clues before. And it doesn't really give us new information. The clues aren't all distributed from one place. They're kind of just random.
You know, waiting for clues can be boring.
I know. Especially if there's not much else going on in your life
True.
At that time.
True. People, get out, live.
You tell that to me sometimes.
It's true.
I know. Well, anyways, people have been frustrated. So we said, why don't we just take suggestions? Let's talk about what could Rachel Blake be doing differently, and maybe Rachel Blake or people that are helping her kind of put these clues out there. Maybe they could take some of your ideas and do some interesting things. So I've kind of printed off this list, and Melissa's going to help me. We're going to read some of these. These are things that you guys sent us, and so we're just going to read. Here's some suggestions for maybe how the game could be played differently, and we want your voice to be heard out here. Chusson said this, how about a more timely distribution of the glyphs? For example, regular release so they can be hunted more fairly. That's a good suggestion.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Dazadelf, said, I would make mini games that require some logic, some trivia. You win, you get a glyph. I think there should be 5 glyphs per week day, giving us about 3 weeks of mini games with puzzles. As for Rachel, well, she was careless in a lot of respects, like emailing Dr. Zander at his work email. No wonder she got a virus. She was being silly.
Yep.
I mean,
I'm not sure what that meant.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I like the idea of doing little games, and then individuals who win the games get the glyph, and then they decide, do they want to email it to the Lost Experience Clues? Do they want to email it to Inside the Experience? Do they want to post it on a message board? And then they can figure out how they want to tell everybody else. That would make it very interactive, very fun. That's a great idea there from Dazadelf. Here's what Twinkle said. Twinkle said, as for the podcast, we're only telling Rachel how we think. Oh, and I shouldn't read that. She says this. It's common in alternate reality games for the main character to keep a whole community online posted to his or her actions. She said she's never read a novel where the hero in danger stopped to even check email, let alone post to a website, but she's not sure what the rules are for this ARG. She's basically saying, I think it's weird that Rachel has been keeping us posted to where she's been for so long, and then now she's kind of gone off the radar, and we don't really know what's going on. We might find out more about that later in an exclusive interview with Rachel. Blank.
Oh.
What's your next one?
I do think that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Well, Thrasher 76.
Yeah, yeah.
They said, first of all, if I was Rachel, I would not go into hiding, but would keep moving. Why disappear?
Thrasher 76 also said, first of all, I'd actually post a glyph or two in the real world via an ad in the newspaper or a huge billboard where there's lots of traffic, like an airport in a major city, Philadelphia maybe.
Mm. Also, how cool would it be if you entered in your cell phone number and when a glyph was out, you received it via text message? Pretty cool.
That'd be cool. I know that Rachel has limited funds, but why should we care about that? ABC doesn't. So why not have those billboard trucks drive around major cities?
Or at major sporting events, maybe there could be some kind of glyph hidden somewhere, and they could run them in the subliminal ads.
Subliminal ads. No more. Nothing. I don't. Subliminal? I'm tired. You know those Sprite commercials? You love them. With the mouth and the eye socket.
Mm-hmm.
Have you not seen those? You watch TV?
Yes. God. I watch TV.
You gone to the movies?
Yes.
The Sprite commercial with the little...
David, you know I'm a little ADD. I don't pay attention.
Oh, my goodness. Why are you on this podcast?
Because
anyways,
you asked me.
How about this? We had to register at handsoexposed.com with an email address, so why not give us coordinates to go someplace in the real world to find it? That'd be cool if they sent us an email, like just a few people that signed up, and they said, here are the coordinates in the real world, find it. And it's like hidden, like you have to dig a hole and dig up a treasure box, and then there's something hidden
Ooh,
in it.
Ooh, I want to dig up treasure.
I know. All right, your turn.
Or you could also, how about having Rachel make more public appearances, like on Regis or
Regis and Kelly? Duh.
Or some other talk show.
Yeah, I'm
David.
Interested. This is from Thrasher 76, by the way. And Thrasher, do you watch a lot of Regis and Kelly? I mean, why did you pick that? I probably would have said, let's have Rachel on Conan.
True. Or David Letterman.
I call him Dave.
Cool. Dave, David,
yeah.
You
He's
know, whatever.
Those are my favorite talk shows. Or maybe Ellen, because the way she dances.
True.
Oh, yeah. Okay, how about this idea? Have them on the web is cool, but it's being underutilized. I have no idea what that means. Oh, I get it. Let me keep reading.
Okay.
They don't even have to be handed out. Maybe a clue or a riddle would get us there. It'd be more like phase one of this game. Yeah, read the next one.
Or when Hanso Exposed came out, her email reply for registering was that a select few would get the clues or glyphs. I guess that does not include us at TLEC.
That's the Lost Experience Clues.
Gotcha. Which IMHO,
in my humble opinion,
right, should be recognized for its brilliance in attracting and keeping so many players interested. That is kudos to you, David, William, etc.
What? You know what? I hope we're trying to keep players interested. I'm enjoying the experience. One of the best parts, which we've mentioned before and I've told you before, Mel, is the community that's built amongst the different people that are engaging in this experience.
You have told me that.
Oh, it's so
very
fun.
Cool.
I'm loving getting to know these people, and that's part of the fun. And a lot of the people, though, that have been around for a long time are starting to drop off, and it's just a bummer. So whatever we can do to try to help energize things, we would love to do. And that would be a real encouragement if Rachel would send us a glyph or a clue, and then we could share it with the world, and that'd be fun for us. The last one, Ange, says, hey, guys, I think Rachel should email her glyphs to the players. After all, other than an enormous amount of spam lately, she can't imagine what they're doing with our email addresses that we turned in at handsoexposed.com. It'd be great to get a mail from Rachel that's personal and with a purpose. That would be awesome. I have some other emails in my inbox that I didn't get to print off, so maybe we'll read those next time. I'm so sorry about that. Now we've got to move on. I talked last week about I had heard some rumors about something happening with SaveJupe.com. I got an email this week from someone named Miss O. That is
mysterious.
Miss O hangs out at a website called rbrefugees.com. I think it's for Rachel Blake Refugees. And there's a group of them that just hang out and chat over there all day. Apparently, they don't think our blog is good enough, so they made their own, which is cool. Everyone's free to have their own little communities to hang out in. That's great.
Of course, we think ours is better.
Of course, yeah. I mean, of course. But, I mean, more power to the Rachel Blake Refugees.
Sure.
They're doing
Absolutely.
A great thing over there. And Miss O was watching your favorite website, sitonamonkey.com.
Oh, my gosh.
Melissa, by the way, you're hearing the voice of the only person in the world that absolutely positively refuses to sit on a monkey.
Just that monkey. David, be honest. Tell the whole story.
I don't want to tell the whole story in the podcast, but basically I have a little stuffed monkey named Suzanne that I won at the state fair. My friend Suzanne won it for me, and then I named the monkey Suzanne, and my boss sat on the monkey, and then Melissa was having a bad day, so we thought maybe it would help her to feel better if she sat on the monkey.
And I refused.
And she refused because she thought it was dirty because someone else already sat on it.
Yes.
It's not like you guys are touching bare bottoms.
Okay,
that would be gross.
But remember, the person that I referenced, they're kind of gassy.
He didn't toot on the monkey.
We don't know that.
He said he didn't.
We don't know that.
Even
for
if
sure.
he did, it would dissipate.
Ooh. Anyway.
Anyways, if we get 1,000 people sitting on monkeys, pictures of them, Melissa has agreed to
David has changed the rules. It was supposed to be sitting on Suzanne.
Okay, we don't need to have this discussion on this podcast. Anyways, Miss O was checking out number 108 on sitonamonkey.com, and Save Jute posted something was going to happen on August 10th. I wanted to read this email from Ellie Wood, and Ellie Wood is from the United Kingdom, so I'm going to read it in my
cool.
best. I don't know if I got a British accent here. Does that sound like a, you know? United Kingdom.
Good.
All right.
Good.
Ellie Wood says, game-wise, I agree. Things are going slow, and most of us are getting bored with just submitting fragments all the time. But that's why we need your podcast. That's Australian. I just went Australian.
Yeah, that was...
That's why we need your podcast. It's the fuel for the game that keeps us lost fans in the, playing the game and finding them clues. I'm Australian. I can't go
but
English.
But you know what? It's okay, because it kind of ties into Lost. They were all in Australia.
Yeah, but
you know.
It's going to offend everybody in the UK that's listening to the podcast.
Don't be offended. We're trying. It's okay.
I found that I'm extremely behind in the game, but when Podcast 11 was put up, I found myself back in the game, updating my Hanso Exposed account and thinking up new crazy theories. So overall, stop even considering to stop the podcast because we depend on it. And then she makes a little smiley face with the tongue sticking out by using the letter P. And she signs it Ellie, UK. And my favorite part of this email is P.S. Find Jupe, save Jupe. I agree with... I can stop talking like that.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Ellie. I still think we need to find Jupe, save Jupe. The 105-year-old orangutan that's being held captive by the Hanso Foundation and experimented on.
Right. And terrible. For sure need to find Jupe.
Absolutely. Save Jupe.
Yeah. That
and
too.
So I hope when they mentioned on sitonamonkey.com, picture 108, that something's going to happen on August 10th. I hope savejupe.com is coming back. But I posted on there and I told them, don't do the same thing you did before because it didn't work and everybody's done with that. So hopefully they'll do something different. I'm going to keep an eye out for that. And Melissa, there was another email we got about Jupe that you have. Did you want to tell us about that one?
Yes. It says, hey, guys, I was listening to my iTunes library on Shluffle, and a song came up that made me think of Jupe. David, would you like to play that for the folks?
Yeah, the song is called...
Monkeys Gone to Heaven by the Pixies.
Yeah, so I just, you know, this is from Alan, spelled with an A at the beginning and in the middle, A-L-A-N, Alan. Because if you just said spell with an A, it would only be, you would know, you'd think, duh, but it could be A-L-L-E-N.
True.
Or like Y-N.
Still Alan, though.
I know, but you want to clarify which Alan it is, because there's several Alans out there.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
That's all I was doing. Here's that song, Monkey Gone to Heaven, I think. Okay, Alan, I enjoy the song, but I hope you're not implying that you think Jupe is dead. and that he's gone to heaven.
That would be so sad.
Also, I want to clarify that Jupe is a primate. He's not actually a monkey. He doesn't have a tail. He's an orangutan. And orangutans are different than monkeys. But right now, I'm looking at a picture of the pixies. They all look like nice guys, and that one girl in there looks maybe Melissa, one of them, single.
Oh, we're not having that discussion on this podcast either.
Okay. Let's get back to the lost experience. You know what? I just wanted to mention, I hope something cool happens with Jupe, and I hope we're still thinking about, that precious orangutan. And I know that the Hands Up Foundation is just being very inappropriate in the way that they're treating that animal, and we need to get the word out. And so we'll see what Save Jupe does. Lastly, Melissa, we have to wrap up this podcast. Well, we've got two things, okay?
Two
things.
Okay.
We've got, this is great. Earlier, we had an interview with Persephone, who is hacking that website. Well, we come to find out that Persephone's real name is Rachel Blake. And Rachel Blake gave us all these awesome videos. She was traveling all over the world. She made a live appearance at Comic-Con. Well, finally, she's kind of settled down, we think. And so we've been trying madly and desperately to get a hold of her again. And finally, we got a response. She said she would love to come on our podcast and do an interview. So she's waiting right now. She's been waiting on Skype. On our internet telephone, and we're going to do an interview with her. Hold on just a second, Rachel, and we'll dive into that interview. And then after that, we've got another song from Gate Kepa, this guy named Kepa who writes awesome songs. He wrote, this song about Hold On, Jupe. He wrote a song for Rachel, and this is one that is just going to blow everybody's minds. And we're going to close our podcast with another song from Kepa.
Very cool. It should be
awesome. But first, let's get to our interview with Rachel Blake. Let me see if I can get Skype. Rachel, are you there?
Yes, David, I am here. Thanks for letting me be on my favorite podcast in the world. Your website is thebomb.com.
Whoa, Rachel, thank you so much for that. That is awesome that she said
that
this
was
is her
really nice.
Favorite podcast in the whole world, and our website's thebomb.com. It's not actually thebomb.com, Rachel. It's thelostexperienceclues.com. But really, that's awesome. You actually listen to our podcast?
Heck yes. Everyone listens to this podcast. Just the other day, I was listening to it with Jorge Garcia and Larry David.
Really? You hang out with Jorge Garcia? That's incredible.
Yeah, we became friends after my appearance at Comic-Con. Wasn't I awesome?
Yes, Rachel, Comic-Con was the coolest. Hey, speaking of Comic-Con, besides hanging out with Jorge Garcia, which is pretty incredible that you're doing that, what else have you been up to lately?
Mostly chilling with my homies. Taking it easy. I gotta keep it real. Do you know what I'm saying, Guy?
Do I know what you're saying, Guy? It sounds like your voice disguise that you're using, which I don't know why you're disguising your voice, because we've already seen your face and heard your real voice, but I guess you want to do that. It made it sound like you said, do you know what I'm saying, Gee? Which is weird. But you're just saying that you're chilling with your homies, you're taking it easy. Why aren't you busy hunting down middle work or running away from the Hansa Foundation? Aren't you a little bit stressed out?
Not anymore. HunzaExposed.com is really easy to maintain. It actually requires no effort on my part at all.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
All I have to do is email out a fragment code to someone different every day, and they take care of the rest. It is like I am on vacation.
Okay, so you're saying this phase of the game is like you're just chilling. You're emailing out fragment code, so that's how they're getting spread out. So it's like you're on vacation, so I guess you deserve a break. I mean, you've had a pretty crazy summer.
No diggity, David. I have really been enjoying some downtime.
Well, what have you been up to in your downtime?
I've been catching up on season 2 of The Office and trying to balance 3 romantic relationships with Speaker, Ninja, and Jeff Jensen.
So you're a player. Speaker, Ninja, and Jeff Jensen. You're balancing romantic relationships with all of them. I hope those guys don't listen to this podcast. That could be pretty heartbreaking for them. Anyways, Rachel, I've got to do my journalistic duty here. Is there anything you can tell us about the Hanso Foundation, about what's coming up on these Hanso Exposed videos? Is there anything pertinent? I'm dying to know, where the next glyph is going to be found or what these videos are trying to tell us. Can you just give us a quick rundown, or is it too dangerous? I mean, what's going on?
Check your email, David. I have to go. I am watching Talladega Nights with Jorge tonight. Bye.
Okay, Rachel, wait. Check my email. Rachel?
think she's gone, David.
Interesting. Interesting. All right, well, I guess that's all the time we have today for the Lost Experience Clues podcast. Email us your feedback and also email us clues or post your feedback in the comments. That'd probably be just as good. But we hope you enjoy the podcast today, and I really hope you enjoy this new song by Kepa. It's called Fragmented Games. Enjoy, and we'll see you next week. This is David Peniel and
Melissa Miller. Bye, guys.
And next week we'll have William West and probably just William. Maybe Melissa will come back.
I'll come back. Invite me back.
Yeah, all right, we'll do it. Here is Kepa's new song, Fragmented Games. Enjoy it.
I know I'm always talking at the end or the beginning of my songs, but this time it's different. This time it's for you, the players. This is for the people at TLEC, all you posters. This is for the people at IPE, the fuselage. Everyone who's listening right now, who's playing the Lost Experience, who's waiting for a glyph.
I woke up this morning expecting to find a new glyph, a fragment to put in the timeline. Check my RSS feeds, but nothing came up. Thought maybe they screwed up. I'll go to the sites. Try my luck. Lost Experience Clues didn't have anything yet. Thought inside the experience would be the next best. Nothing better either. At the hillside was next. Last check. Went into the chat room, thought Alvar would know. Instead, Alhar started trivia, which forced me to go to the last place I wanted to, but this had gone on too. I typed in the browser, hensoexposed.com. I'll pop the first glyph we all know so well. Then came Rachel's text, you know I think she's so sweet. Got the login box up and details away. How many fragments? 28 of 28.